Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily guide to cosmic insight and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to walk you through this week's horoscope, shaped by the current planetary movements. Remember to check your sun, rising, and moon sign for a complete view. The universe is speaking. Don't miss it. Here we are talking about the first 2 weeks of December, last month of 2024. If you haven't already, I encourage you to listen to the previous episode about the last 2 weeks of November. It's essential to understand where we are coming from in order to grasp how we are going to navigate these upcoming energies I'll be discussing today. First off, let me tell you that a lot is happening during this first 2 weeks. And as always, I've tried to summarize everything by breaking it down into two major areas of action, two themes, basically. And I believe best capture the message this guy is sending us. Just a little note here. When I use the analogy of the sky speaking, I'm not implying that there is some kind of higher being giving us instruction that we must follow blindly, or else we will be on the wrong path. No, that's not what this is about. This approach resonates more with religions, beliefs, and I don't think astrology should be viewed or consumed in that way. Instead, I believe we should see it as a system of symbols that are alive because they exist within the collective, and as such can open doors to understanding our individual psyche and self-realization. Anyway, back to today's topics. Let's dive into the first theme of the month. The first theme of the month has a lot to do with Sagittarius, the ninth sign of the zodiac, and the one that more than any other represents movement. It is not coincident that the body part associated with this sign is the legs. Naturally, we are not just talking about physical movement, but also mental movement and exploration. In fact, everything starts from there. Sagittarius symbolizes the transformation of emotion into action. It's exactly this kind of movement that we are talking about today, the one that begins internally and extends outward. So the first theme I want to discuss today is indeed movement. And we will start by talking about an event happening tomorrow, December 1st, as the new month opens with a new moon in Sagittarius. What's more, this happens in conjunction with Mercury retrograde, which adds even more significance to this new moon. Here, the movement is massive, expansive, almost explosive, and it starts from within, from where the moon symbols operate. It starts from our feelings, from that psychic core where our emotional structure guides us towards certain direction over others. This new moon in Sagittarius urges us to embrace our desire for expansion with trust and optimism, to invite new emotion into our inner world and to open ourselves to the possibility that there is much more beyond what we already know. This applies both on a deeply personal level and in terms of experiences we might seek out in the world. However, this is primarily about an inner movement before it translates into external action. It's important to remember that Jupiter is the ruling planet of Sagittarius, and a helpful thing to do, actually do, would be first, take a look at your natal chart and find out which house Sagittarius is in, because that's the area of your life that will be most activated by this new moon. This is where it will pass through in your natal chart. Then also, as a second thing, take a look at your Jupiter placement and try to understand what this type of movement and expansion means for you personally. How and where does it manifest? The second event connected to this theme, and of course to Sagittarius energy, occurs on December 4th. It's the opposition between Mercury in Sagittarius and Jupiter in Gemini. Here the theme of movement is absolutely central, but it's the kind of movement that lacks direction. It's chaos, it's scattered, spinning around itself and ultimately going nowhere. It's what happens when we get lost in endless rumination. Yes, it's like it's a frantic mental activity, but without any clear path. It only keeps us stuck, basically. This is the risk we face, and it's something we should aim to avoid, or at the very least, become aware of when it happens. Recognizing it can help us take a step toward a different, more constructive approach. The axis activated here is the 39th house, which is Gemini and Sagittarius, basically. And I encourage you to take a closer look at this axis in your natal chart and try to understand its dynamics. To get a clearer sense of where these chaotic, scattered movements might need regulation, check where Gemini and Sagittarius fall in your natal chart, as this specific axis could be the area most prone to this kind of, you know, endless rumination. I'll give you an example for my own natal chart. Since I have Libra rising, Sagittarius and Gemini are flipped but still aligned with their respective axes. This area of my chart is highly active now because it contains the only opposition I have between the Moon in Sagittarius and Mars in Gemini. I won't hide that I've always struggled with getting lost in my thoughts and overthinking, so in a way, I'm very glad to be reminded to address it head-on. On the same day, the Sun in Sagittarius squares Saturn in Pisces, and here, too, I think the theme of movement makes a lot of sense. The Sun in Sagittarius is the ultimate symbol of expanding one's being, and squaring Saturn in Pisces, it almost feels as if it is pointing to the need to move freely, even while allowing complex emotions to surface, emotion that Saturn in Pisces often tries to regulate or quiet down. It's a very intriguing aspect because it also connects deeply with themes of upbringing, beliefs, and the limitation we might carry from our childhood. If we have learned to hold back emotions that feel too intense, inappropriate maybe, or that make us feel vulnerable, we are ultimately restricting our potential for movement and growth. Notice how there is a lot of emphasis on what might limit, block, or shape movement, in the potential that exists when we allow ourselves to move. In reality, movement also means being open to receive, because when we remain still, the possibilities we encounter are quite limited. But when we move, there is a continuous flow of potential waiting to be explored. At this point, you are probably wondering what exactly I mean by movement. I think as we move on to the next events, it will become much clearer. So, continuing with the theme of movement, on December 5th, there will be an intriguing conjunction in Sagittarius between the Sun and Mercury. Here, the movement becomes truly complete. Keep in mind that symbolically we are still within the same axis as Mercury is currently in Sagittarius, but also rules Gemini, the sun at the opposite pole of the 39th axis. This conjunction is a sort of a meeting point between two energies that are usually on opposite sides, which is why I find it so beautiful. It speaks to a total and all-encompassing movement, the very kind I mentioned at the start of this episode with the new moon. Ideas moving from within us to the outside world. We might think this process is automatic, that every time we speak, we are enacting this movement, but it's not quite that simple. Because when I talk about movement, I mean the kind that truly shifts our inner world to the external one, allowing ourselves to manifest our ideas and feelings and emotion and thoughts. It's not just about saying what we think, it's about acting based on an internal value. It's about refusing to let things stay where they are. In essence, it's about not taking anything for granted and understanding that nothing ever repeats in the same way. And before diving into more reflection on this concept, let's look at another significant event happening on December 7th, when the Sun in Sagittarius will oppose Jupiter in Gemini. This is a unique opposition because it involves two very familiar forces. Jupiter, the ruling planet of Sagittarius, is now in Gemini. This dynamic creates a sort of interplay between expansive energy and the need to find balance between growth and the endless exchange of ideas. So here, movement with this opposition becomes blocked. This opposition tell us that when we push ourselves to do more than what we are generally ready or willing to do, we risk falling into confusion. It's what happens when movement is forced, when we are so afraid of stillness that we would rather avoid it at all costs, creating chaos instead. These remind us that movement isn't all invaluable when we physically or mentally cover great distances. Rather, it's more about an approach, a way of being. Movement is meaningful when it is intentional, not when it's just driven by fear or standing still or just when it is automatic. Now, if you have noticed, we have been oscillating between movement and stillness, between a smooth, harmonious flow and blocking clashes, ups and down, all while involving the energies of Sagittarius. And that too is a form of movement. This fluctuation between fluidity and resistance, between running slowly down, it's still movement. You might think, oh, what does that have to do with anything? The planets always move like this, creating different aspects and all. And you would be right, that's exactly the point. By aligning ourselves with the rhythm of the universe, we learn to accept uncertainty and the impossibility of predicting everything, of being in control of everything. When we let go of the need for control, that's when we can move with the true flexibility and freedom. And in essence, that's what Sagittarius is all about, I think. Now I would like to introduce you the second theme of this first 2 weeks of December, starting with what will undoubtedly be the most talked about and maybe third movement of the month, which is Mars turning retrograde in Leo on December 6th. Here in Leo, stepping back and slowing down are energies related to personal expression and the ability to realize one's potential. It also touches on matters of pride, either an overconfidence in our abilities or the opposite, a complete lack of it. Remember, we are talking about Mars, which is the planet of action, which also governs assertiveness and how we assert ourselves in the world. The challenging aspect of this lowdown involves frustration, as we might struggle to bring our self-expression into reality. This can leave us feeling closed off, maybe invisible, or even force us to confront uncomfortable truths that challenge what we thought were our strengths. This transit invites us to turn inward, to take a step back and reflect deeply within ourselves. So internalize becomes the second keyword of this period. After all, Leo is the symbol of individuality, standing opposite Aquarius, which represent the collective. What makes us individuals is our ability to hold on to a feeling, an emotion, or an idea, and reflect on whatever it truly resonates with what we are. Only through a complete and conscious process of internalization can we then return to the work of externalizing. Maybe we have felt frustrated, exhausted, or burnout while trying to create or express, getting lost in the world of appearance and symbols. Now, for a while, we need to return to the world of meanings. And there is another celestial event that, in my opinion, gently echoes this theme, which is Neptune, going direct on December 7th. This shift supports our ability to create the right space for internalization. Neptune symbolizes the unconscious, our inner world, and our capacity to visualize. When it resumes direct motion, it invites us to reconnect with our deeper selves, our dreams, and the subtle, intuitive layers of our being, helping us reflect and process more fluidly. Neptune represents the boundless infinity within us, the one space that truly knows no limits. It's vast and powerful. And when we manage to connect with this inner expanse, we can detach from the demands of our ego. This infinity space within allows us to overcome superficial needs and dive into a place where our sense of self is softened, where the need for validation fades, and where we align more deeply with a universal, timeless essence. One very helpful practice for the two transits is to check which houses Leo and Pisces occupy in your natal chart. By identifying these areas, you can see which sectors of your life might be more activated. This can offer insight into where you are likely to feel the influence of Mars retrograde. Maybe areas tied to personal expression or self-confidence and Neptune direct in Pisces, inviting deeper reflection and emotional release. Understanding this placement can guide you in navigating the energies of introspection and personal evolution that are at play. So, to sum it up all, I've spoken about the theme of turning inward, like in Mars retrograde with Neptune, shift back to direct emotion, uniting them within a shared message. It's as if the sky itself is suggesting we take a step back, detach momentarily from the external world and the rush to act, and embark on a journey within, the place where the seed of potential is planted. While one energy is slowed down, the other reactivates. It's truly a shift of energies and focus, nudging us to recalibrate our rhythm. Here too, we can see once again the theme of movement. It's a fluid shape, with one planet moving back and slowing down, while another moves forward, regaining its speed. It's a fluctuation that, through this exchange, finds its own balance. So, we are talking about movement, flexibility, and internalization. So, just to sum up what we said today, this cosmic dance reminds us of the importance of movement, of cycles, of moving both outward and inward in a sort of balanced way. Each planetary shift invites us to embrace change and flexibility, even when it means stepping back to explore what lies within. It's a reminder that true growth often comes from these pauses and fluctuation. And maybe just as these planetary energies wave their patterns, we too can move in harmony, navigating life rhythms with patience and openness to what each phase offers, basically. As always, I remind you that I don't cover every single planetary movement here, nor do I provide an exhaustive list. Instead, I focus on those I believe are essential to summarize the main themes I observe. But if you would like to stay updated on all the details on everything that is happening in the sky, I suggest you visiting our website voranthesaturn.com or checking out our Instagram for more insight and real-time update. Thank you for joining me today in this exploration of cosmic energies. Let's keep finding meaning together in the rhythm of the stars and the planet. See you next time. Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit burnandthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.